Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon has vowed he is going to war for President Trump as he returns to the private sector after leaving his job as the president's most controversial advisor. Bannon, who is credited with helping Mr. Trump get elected on his America First and a Make America Great Again slogans, has clashed for months with other powerful White House figures. There was fighting between two camps from day one of the Trump administration, Bannon embracing Mr. Trump's populist and isolationist messaging. Catalan police have arrested a fourth man in connection with two terrorist attacks in the Barcelona region of Spain that left many dead, dozens more injured. That story now from VOA's Philip Alexio.
One more death was added to the list Friday, bringing the deadly total to 14. Police said suspects in Spain's deadly twin terror attacks were preparing an even bigger assault that was foiled as events unfolded. Police said they killed five suspected terrorists during the night and arrested three others as Spain reeled from the double tragedy in Barcelona and in Cambrils, some 120 kilometers south. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Islamic State claimed responsibility for that deadly van attack on pedestrians in Barcelona. No word now on who carried out Gambrel's attack. Police in Finland say at least two people were killed and at least six others injured in a mass stabbing in the southwestern coastal city of Turku. Police said they shot one suspect in the leg, arrested him, and are searching for other perpetrators. Authorities said the suspect's identity remained unknown, but they appear to be of foreign origin. This is VOA News. President Trump met with his national security team. They discussed a new strategy to deal with the 16-year war in Afghanistan. Options include sending thousands of additional troops to the country or withdrawing them altogether, leaving private military contractors to help manage the country's tenuous security situation. Top U.S. general and his Japanese counterpart have agreed to work together to strengthen missile defenses for Japan as Tokyo announced that they will introduce the land-based Aegis Ashore system for additional protection against the North Korean missile threat. General Joe Dunford, the chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, spoke with VOA.
I think this is probably about as important a place as I could be because in the wake of recent activity by Kim Jong-un, making sure our allies have no confusion at all about where we are in our overall policy, where we are with regard to the military dimension of that policy, and in dealing with both our alliance issues in Korea, in Japan, as well as, again, that basic framework for military-to-military relations with China. I think it's been a good 8 or 9 days.
Dunford was in Japan after talks with Chinese and South Korean leaders in Beijing and Seoul. He said he offered Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe some of the perspectives picked up during his time in China, while also focusing on the challenge of North Korea and the trilateral efforts that the U.S., Japanese, and South Korean militaries needed to deal with the threat from Pyongyang. Sierra Leone's government buried more than 350 people killed earlier in the week in mudslides in the country's capital, Freetown. Another 600 remain unaccounted for as workers try to uncover more bodies from the thick mud and debris in the smashed homes there. This man is a survivor.
We are really suffering in this community. We are really suffering. No light. When night comes, we'll not be able to sleep in this community. Well, our hearts are still in that heavy because of this situation, and we don't know what will happen next within 2 days or 3 days. So we really want the government, the NGOs, to assist us to evacuate people from this community.
Sierra Leone has asked for international assistance, government contending many victims ignored instructions to evacuate. Every private member of the U.S. Presidential Advisory Committee on the Arts here in the U.S. has resigned to protest President Trump's response to white nationalist violence in the state of Virginia that turned deadly last weekend. You can get more on that story and the rest of the hour's news from our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And, of course, we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.